from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've ever wondered what makes Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, puke, I've got the answer for you.
Cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
He was asked today about his wide receiver room and the fact that they don't got a dominant number one.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. That's something that you guys talk about. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So, but I think they're all kind of, you know, I think the beauty of them is they're all capable of doing many things, which gives us a lot of versatility from an offensive perspective in terms of how we use these guys and deploy their talents. I think, you know, especially those, I would say, top four guys, they're all capable of being a number one in some capacity, and it's just how do we want to attack somebody and where do we want to put those guys, and it allows us, I mean, who's going to get the ball? I don't know. I mean, it could change on a week-to-week basis. We saw it last year, and then we have Bo Belton come in and be our first 100-yard receiver versus Minnesota. So I think it just, again, it frees us up in terms of just from an offensive standpoint and how we attack people.
A wide receiver number one is what makes Matt LaFleur vomit.
You know what makes me vomit?
What?
Coaches that are so full of crap that they go down this path. The coach speak that is so obscenely ridiculous. Yeah. When he's in a room with the general manager, you know what he says? We don't have a number one wide receiver. We need to make sure we go get one.
Well, and I mean, this is what the Packers are in front of. Last year, 9-8 season, played in a really tough division in the NFC North, ended up finishing runner-up to the Detroit Lions, won a playoff game, absolutely blasted the Dallas Cowboys, if we all remember, then end up losing by a field goal to the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round. They are close because Jordan Love is good. They continue to draft, plug, play on the defensive side of the ball and on their offensive line. But that wide receiver room, they do not have that bona fide number one. They didn't have a single receiver last year with over 800 yards.
I mean, in what's the old adage? If you don't have one, you got none.
But I think what LaFleur is getting at, LaFleur's system, I mean, think of where Matt LaFleur cut his teeth, right? It was with Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. That offense, that is that hybrid West Coast scheme, where you do want to distribute the ball to as many guys as you possibly can. And I think when you have a young quarterback like Jordan Love, having a quarterback that doesn't just lock on to one guy is important for growth development in distribution, in running the offense of truly, we are going to take what the defense gives you. But where LaFleur misses that mark is, if you don't have that number one wide receiver, when the rubber meets the road, when the game is on the line, your quarterback and your best receiver, you know where the damn ball is going, and defense knows where it's going,
and
you can't stop it. You cannot stop it. Every number one receiver in the league, they are that dude, whether it's Jamar Jefferson or Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. Like, you have those guys where you're like, I know where the ball is going.
And there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
Systematically, though, you go, as a head coach and a coordinator and a play caller, Matt LaFleur is saying, yeah, I kind of like the fact that we have a bunch of guys that can do a lot of things.
Sure, but you still need the one.
The one.
And then the other guys that do the other things. That's how this works. That's how this has always worked. And to pretend otherwise is intellectually dishonest at minimum, very stupid and foolhardy at best.
Because here's the reality that you face as an offense. That number one receiver is the guy that attracts so many eyes.
So it makes it easier for everyone else.
And when you have two sets of eyes and on a number one, and look, we thought that Christian Watson was going to be that guy. And he has the ability to be that guy, but the best ability is availability.
Yes.
And the hamstring injuries, and hopefully they can kind of, you know, curb that and make this a situation where he stays healthier. If he can kind of grow into that connection with Jordan Love, where you sit there and you say, all right, we've got our number one, then you have Romeo Dobbs and Jalen Reed and Luke Musgrave, the pride of Bend High School and the Oregon State Beavers. They do have a lot of ways that you can distribute the ball. Having a number one receiver is something that every coach wants. And I think what maybe Matt LaFleur was wanting to say is, it makes me want to vomit because our offense is taken to the next level if we have one of those guys. And we're being quite honest.
It's just like, come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
In a way, I guess you're protecting your team.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to throw your receivers under the bus. You're not Aaron Rodgers. You got rid of Aaron Rodgers for a reason. It was because, remember how he would continually throw those receivers under the bus? And look,
Christian Watson being one of them.
Well, and the difference is, you know, it's not just Aaron Rodgers, but Devontae Adams was that number one receiver, and you were playing for conference championship games in your offense.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know how it can elevate the rest of it. I think last year, though, I think their receiver room was perfect for Jordan Love to grow because he didn't have that
receiver barking at him saying, get me the damn ball.
No, but not just that, but that safety blanket of when S hits the fan, I find 17, right?
Yeah.
Devontae Adams.
Sure. Like, makes you go through your reads.
It makes you say, if the defense does this, then I go here. Mm-hmm. And as he grows and he becomes more confident and comfortable as a starting quarterback, yeah, that's how you take your offense to the next level, is of finding that number one receiver. And I think that's why so many people do talk about, you know, this Green Bay team and who is that number one, because that is what elevates them to, you know, a team that beats the brakes off the Dallas Cowboys in the wild card round and then loses by a field goal to the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round. The team that ended up going and playing for a Super Bowl and blew a lead in the Super Bowl to the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, you're not that far off.
No, you're probably a number one wide receiver off.
You probably are.
You know,
makes him want to vomit. Makes him want to vomit. And you know who that reminded me of, though, when he did that little spiel? That was very reminiscent of
no, strong no, like, yeah, no. My skin is curling. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
he had James Franklin vibes
he
right there.
100% did, except for with Franklin's, it was warranted.
Yeah, because they said, have you ever thought of the all verts offense?
Going full Madden, just throwing deep every play.
Yes.
Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.